What's up, guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Talk to Us Nice. You're listening to your girls, Mika and Kelsey, and I got distracted. I'm not even gonna lie. Kelsey's gonna be editing a lot because I just went on a tangent over nothing. So, as per usual,
we like to talk, and I don't know. It is what it is.
It just happens. Happy, happy Pride Month. Happy day to only Teyana Taylor's abs as she wins number one on Maxim's Hot 100. Damn it.
Well deserved. And I cannot believe that she's the first Black woman to do it.
I
can believe it because, like, her body was literally carved by God herself. But, like,
she's so hot. She's so hot. It stresses me out. I remember, like, last year when they were trying to call, like, her and Ari Lennox mid ugly. I was like, I don't know where the fuck you're looking.
Excuse me?
Men are gross. And of course, it was a Black man who said it.
Of course. It
was just so disrespectful. And they tried to say, like, they both look like bulldogs or some shit. Like, it was just the worst and also incredibly false. And her children, one, she just had the same kid twice.
She did. That is a karmic
Rue copy. Looks just like Junie. Like, she just does. Beautiful family. I love it.
I love them. And her kids are going to become, like, rocket scientists, supermodels, like, I don't know.
His personality. I need my kid that I, you know, whether I adopt, whether it comes to me, whatever, has to have that kind of personality. Yep. Except for when talking to me.
My kid's not funny. I'm sending it back.
Right? Return. Not return to sender, though, because that's me.
That's me.
Oh, what else happened? Oh, this Italian man sold an invisible sculpture for $18,000. And this, my friends, is just another lesson on why you are the sole reason why you are poor.
Wait, I'm sorry.
You heard correct.
That's not an Onion article because I saw that going around and I was just like, oh, that's funny. But that was real?
Yes.
Wow, that's
called it an immaterial sculpture.
Wow, I actually have one of those too in my Bushwick apartment, but it goes for a little more than that.
Yeah, mine goes for 50K minimum. Yeah. I took a lot of time in it. I'm actually going to look it up because if I'm wrong, I will die. I'm like, the Onion got me again.
No, I think you're right.
Even writing it in Google, I'm just like, this is a joke. Yep, it was in the New York Post. It was in Fox 29. Wow, $18,300.
The sculpture doesn't physically exist, the artist claims. Like, yeah, that's what invisible means.
A lot of places, they're saying, like, different prices. Like, one place says $22,000. One says 12,000 pounds, which I don't know what that equates to in English. In American money, which is probably 18,000. I don't know why this place says 22, but yeah, how crazy is that? What's up, Salvatore? You looking for a sugar baby?
Yeah, what's up? I don't know.
I love a smart con. I love it. Get me with your mind.
People really were like, this is an investment. This is a good deal we're spending money on right now.
It's like the banana with the duct tape. Sometimes I feel like funny, I'm creative though. Until I see people do shit like this and make so much money off of it.
What would be your art form? What would you do that would win a lot of money?
I don't know. I'm about to start measuring Subway sandwiches, just like that loser who's like, this is not 12 inches, this is not a foot long. I'm going to find one of those. The person who sued McDonald's because their coffee was too hot after asking for it to be hot.
No, but you
Someone's going to ask me how I got into my money and be like, investments.
But you know how, like, Tilda Swinton did that art exhibit where she just, like, laid in a box, and then, like, that episode of Sex in the City where Carrie and Alexander Petrovsky go to see if that woman is still, like, walking around in that thing. Mm-hmm. Like, what would your claim to fame art thing be?
In very Leo fashion.
Yes.
It would just be me sitting inside a ball filled with mirrors.
I love and that.
It would be dedicated to Frida Kahlo, who stated that she does self-portraits because no one knows herself more than her. And that's why I'm gonna dedicate it to her, but it's really gonna be about me.
That's actually the best answer you could have ever given me. And I really threw that question at you right on the spot. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's all about me. I don't even know where that song is. Where is that saying that? It's all about me, all about. Or did I make that up?
Maybe you made it up. Guys,
I could see 9-year-old me making that song up. I don't think I did, but I could see it.
Me and my roommate Kat were talking about things that we thought we made up as a kid. And like, she was telling me, I don't remember the song that she thought. And I'm like, well, I never thought I made up a song, but I swore as a kid I made up the name Brie Larson.
What?
I thought I came up with that name because I was heavy deep in the Sims simulation, baby. I love Sims so much. I used to play all the time on my fucking desktop, and I would just get like family names. And one day it was like the last names were like the Larsons, but you had to come up with their first names. And I was like really into the name Brie at that time of my life. So I named a girl Brie Larson. And then I'll never forget when that movie Hoot came out. I was watching it, and then I saw her name pop up in the bottom, and I was like, wait a second. And she was in motocross, too.
Was she in motocross?
Yeah, she was like the little girl. Or she was in that car movie. She was in a Disney Channel movie. I think it was the car movie, which is escaping me right now. Like the little Formula Racing cars where they just had to like...
Oh, I don't think I really cared for that. Is that the one with Frankie Muniz?
No. Separate.
Is that the one with Beverly Mitchell?
I think
I was a Disney Channel like kid.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought I came up with the name Brie Larson. So color me fucking shocked when I saw that shit. I said, excuse me?
Well, genius? I know I came up with the premise for Still Star-Crossed that Shonda Rhimes put on ABC. That failed after one season. I was like, it's because she didn't ask my input. If you're going to steal my idea, get all the information. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what was that show?
So it was about after everything that happened with Romeo and Juliet, like how it affected the families and like all of that. And I was a very imaginative kid. And I would talk to myself because my older sister wasn't really around. My little sister was doing, I didn't like her back then. Like we're mortal enemies back then. So I just spent a lot of time by myself, and I would just create these stories in my head, and I would act it out. Like I would be doing laundry and walking down the stairs, and I would just be saying random lines from the show that I created in my head. And Tybalt was played by Ed Westwick, who's Chuck from Gossip Girl. Yeah, it was just a lot, but it was right before Romeo and Juliet had like died because Tybalt was still in it. Like it was me like trying to stop him and make sure he has like a level head. Like it was just very intricate details, and Shonda took it to ABC and it failed after one season. So Shonda, hit me up next time if you need some help, but I'm guessing you're doing fine with Bridgerton.
Or whatever. I guess you're okay.
But that was a book already.
I love that for you. I had no idea. Thank you for sharing your story.
You're welcome. I was very heated when it came out. And then of course I watched it, and then I liked it, and then it didn't get enough marketing, so it failed.
Did she put black people in it?
Yeah.
Love that.
So they had like, they were cousins, but it was kind of like Roger and Hammerstein Cinderella.
Got it. Did he also do the Romeo and Juliet, like Leo's Romeo and Juliet?
Who, Roger and Hammerstein?
No, just kidding. That was Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, I was like, no, that's not, yeah. I do love that Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
We love a Leo. We love a young Leo.
We love a young Leo, baby.
And I was a huge fan of Claire Danes back then as well, because I liked My So-Called Life. I don't know why I thought I was just such this, like, I'm such a creative weirdo. No one look at me. It's just like, what the fuck? And that's like the kind of character she played. Like, she was just like, she had this best friend, but she was kind of a loser. And Jordan Catalano, which was played by Jared Leto, was so hot, and she was so into him. And yeah, he ends up like making out there. And she breaks his heart and he breaks her heart and just goes back and forth for one season.
Like, yeah, that show was so much drama. And I'm like,
I loved it. Oh my God, I fed off of it. I was like a succubus.
Look at you throwing big words at me today. You better stop.
What? I was just so into all the angst because I had nothing else to think about.
I mean, honestly, same.
I was just like, God damn it, I want it. It's probably why I was so obsessed with what? Degrassi.
Take a shot every time you hear us mention Degrassi.
If you watch all the episodes together, you would be drunk. If you only watch one, you'd be fine. What else went down? We just went on a tangent. As I said, it's fine. We do this all the time. Issa is going to be in the sequel of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And I'm always hyped for anything Issa Rae does, quite honestly, except for, I'm sorry, girl, Lovebirds on Netflix was not good, honey. But everything else you do, French kiss, love.
I did not see that.
It was just not good.
I just knew.
Because I liked the lead actor in it as well.
Yeah. I also haven't watched the first Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, so guess I have to. I know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, no, honestly, it's not that big of a deal. I think I was skeptical until I watched it, and I was like, oh, this is actually really freaking good. It was Deanna who made me watch it, because it's Deanna's favorite movie of all time.
That's the biggest thing I've ever heard.
That and Spy.
Melissa McCarthy movie?
Yes.
That was, you know what? It was a funny movie. I'm going to give Deanna props to that one. I'm not going to say it's my favorite movie.
It's your favorite movie.
But I don't feel like that movie got the recognition and like love it deserved.
That is very true. Oh, Deanna's my roommate, if you guys don't know. I don't know if I've said her name on the actual show before. But yeah, she is the hugest fan of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And apparently so is Issa Rae. I think that's why I was so hyped for her. Yeah. Because she had people in her, like she showed receipts of how she's always been obsessed with Spider-Man. And now she gets to be part of this universe. So that's great for her.
I loved everyone just like tweeting her like the deep cuts of like, bitch, we know how much this means to you. We're so proud of you. Like Prentice gave her a little shout out. Like all the girls from Insecure did. Like also, I'm ready for Insecure season 5 right fucking now. I need it.
I'm ready for it, but I'm also just devastated because it's the last season. And they're just so laissez-faire about it. They're like, listen, we told you we're only going to give you this many episodes. It's like, okay, but did you know how much it was going to mean to people? Selfish.
They don't give a fuck.
It's so selfish.
Like, Issa's like, I want to be done recording. Like, I'm done with this show.
For real, though. And it hurts. It hurts me.
What do you think's going to happen? Do you have any...
So before Condoleezza Rice got pregnant, I knew that
was always happening.
I didn't even think about that. Because I thought it was going to be over once, you know, she made that statement about never wanting kids and yada, yada, yada. I didn't think, plot twist, she's going to end up being pregnant. Which I don't know what it is about them using pregnancy as a plot twist. Like any show or movie, I'm just like, I don't know why. I'm just like, why? Why? You can't think of another plot twist besides pregnancy? I didn't mind it so much in this show because it actually did like smack me in the face. And it broke my goddamn heart because I knew that Lawrence and Issa would be endgame. And now I'm not so sure.
You see, I never saw them as endgame.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not part of Lawrence Hive. Sorry.
It's not that I care a great deal for him.
No, that was a sorry to all my Lawrence Hive listeners because like they are a huge following.
Yeah. The men were wearing Best Buy shirts or some shit.
I don't know. I think she's going to end up by herself.
Yeah. That's the outcome I see now. She'll probably end up by herself. Like she's grown and done all that. And it's like learning to stand on her own. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. I'm just really concerned about Molly and Asian Bay, Andrew.
It's annoying though.
I want them to work.
It's like, yeah, of course I want them. Well, do I? I don't know.
I don't know.
I want to be with him. I don't know.
I just want to date him. And that's yeah. And just knowing that his girlfriend, they met through her sliding in his DMs is like the sexiest thing that I could ever hear and like want for myself.
I just Listen, I don't mind that being my story, but a motherfucker better answer. My ego can't take it. I don't know. Sebastian Stan is answering random fans' DMs. You can't answer mine? Like, I don't know.
Have you DM'd him?
Oh, no. But I'm saying just in general, like, Sebastian Stan probably has so many people writing him, right? And if I write just, like, a random celebrity and they don't answer me, I'm going to be devastated.
Or you could, and they could answer you, like I did from my good friend Robin. She loves Seth Rogen so much. She tweets at him all the time. And I literally got myself on a tweet that, like, she wrote at him. And then I also wrote, like, hey, come on, Seth. What's my girl got to do to get a like around here? You're liking all these other people. What about her? She's great. And guess what? He liked her tweet.
I'm screaming.
So I don't know. My power, my influence.
I don't know. I know we've been through this, but I don't even know who I'd write. I've given up on Anthony Joshua. He has way too many followers. And yeah, I don't know. Dameson? Hello, Dameson. I wrote you and you didn't write back. And I'm not happy.
Just start commenting and liking all of his pictures.
No, I ain't thirsty.
That's also what I did to get Charlie Puth's attention. And it also fucking worked. So I don't know.
You did have all his friends checking out your Instagram story.
Call me crazy. Call me desperate. Call me desperately crazy. But you're going to answer me one way or another.
I can't stand you. Oh, man. Did you happen to catch any of the Logan Paul and Mayweather fight?
No, I did not. But I was certainly on Twitter just eating it all up. And I'm glad I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
It's like a live robbery.
I feel like it always gets that way, though. Like, all these big fights. Who was that? Who was McGregor fighting this one time? I can't recall. But I swear to God, the fight lasted maybe 30 seconds.
Didn't he fight one of the brothers? Didn't he fight a Paul brother?
That's not the fight I'm thinking about.
Okay.
It was like actual real fighters, not these Paul brothers. But McGregor knocked the dude out in like 30 seconds, dude. Like, people paid a lot of money for this pay-per-view.
They pay so much money. I'm just like, where do you get the right to charge me that?
I mean, they don't know what's going to happen.
But I'm just like, that's a crazy thing to, like, have to pay to see.
Yeah. But there was no knockout. It's like, you're Mayweather. Like, you know that you could have knocked him out. I think that's what people were so pissed about. It just seemed rigged.
Yeah.
Like, he caught him when he swung at him one time and he was, like, falling over. Like, Mayweather caught him. Let him fall to the ground. Why are you catching him?
Excuse me.
Right? Get a couple wet wipes in case a bum try to touch me.
I just don't care. I think it's stupid how much money they win. I think the whole thing was like rigged from the very beginning with them like fighting and him like smacking off his hat. Like,
yeah, taking it. He didn't even smack it. He took it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The way that like Mayweather would have absolutely rocked his fucking life. Like, he would have been like, hi, what year is it? How old am I? Where am I? Am I okay? Mm-hmm. And you're telling me nothing happened from that? No, I don't believe it.
I don't know. It was just very strange. And then you had Jake like screaming that his brother actually won. And I
hate those boys. I'm sorry, I don't hate anyone. I actually just can't stand them. They're just annoying. And like the fact that Logan Paul's like location said he was from Puerto Rico. I'm like, you fucking colonizer. No, you're not. Are you kidding me?
It's too
much. You moved there to like train and to avoid taxes.
And like, now walk away with like $10 million. Like, it's so fucked up.
Get off my island.
It is so fucked up and useless. But, you know, another day, another Zala. And let's get on with the episode. Before we continue, guys, please don't forget to rate and subscribe and share these episodes on your Instagram. It is very easy, very fun. It's what the cool kids are doing. Just share a goddamn episode.
Just do it. Thank you.
That'll get them. That'll get them to do
it. Just do it, please. And maybe, I don't know, you might feel good about it. Your good karma will be done for the day.
Like, hello, it's called Pay It Forward, not Pay It Backward.
Except that movie fucked me up as a kid.
I know. Anyway, so as we mentioned last week, by a topic that I was absolutely flabbergasted about, Ellie Kemper was being called the KKK princess by all of Black Twitter after finding out that she had won a pageant called the, what's it called?
The Young Prophets Ball.
The Veiled Prophets Ball. She, sorry. Yeah, you crack me up. She is now issued an apology. And can I read something from the Washington Post? Because honestly, the way they started this is so dramatic.
Yes.
The ritual was rich with symbolism. A secret board of local white elites would choose a man to play the role of the veiled prophet, who in turn would pick a queen of love and beauty among the gala attendees. And then it just goes on this like long, in 1999, 19-year-old Princeton University student Ellie Kemper participated. I don't know who wrote this.
I'm sorry.
I can see it.
Are they a Nazi sympathizer?
No. It was just the way that it started out, the ritual was rich in symbolism. Like, that's the first sentence.
Yeah, that sounds like
of this article.
Very into Nazi propaganda.
Oh, I don't know about that, but it goes on to like say all the stuff that Ellie apologized for, all the things she wrote in her statement about it on this past Monday. And it says, "Hi guys, when I was 19 years old, I decided to participate in a debutante ball in my hometown. The century-old organization that hosted the debutante ball had an unquestionably racist, sexist, and elitist past. I was not aware of this history at the time, but my ignorance is no excuse. I was old enough to have educated myself before getting involved. I unequivocally deplore, denounce, and reject white supremacy. At the same time, I acknowledge that because of my race, my privilege, I am a benefactory of a system that has dispensed unequal justice and unequal rewards. There's a very natural temptation when you become the subject of internet criticism to tell yourself that your detractors are getting it all wrong. But at some point last week, I realized that a lot of the forces behind the criticism are forces that I've spent my life supporting and agreeing with. I believe strongly in the values of kindness, integrity, and inclusivity. I try to live my life in accordance with these values. If my experience is an indication that organizations and institutions with past that fall short of these beliefs should be held accountable, then I have to see this experience in a positive light. I want to apologize to the people I've disappointed, and I promise that moving forward, I will listen, continue to educate myself, and use my privilege in support of a better society I think we're capable of becoming. Thanks for reading this."
I don't know. Once again, my power, my influence of calling her out last week, I got that apology. You guys are welcome.
You're so ridiculous. We finally got a statement from Titus, because you know how I said, oh my God, what is Titus going to think? Oh, blah. But no, page 6 says that he is sticking by her side and that she is doing well. So we're going to leave it at that. My Ellie's doing wonderful. Ellie's great. I love my Ellie. Oh, and P.S. next time, just ask me. I'll tell you what to do.
Which is perfect.
But yeah. I mean, I just feel like everybody was shocked by that. It was kind of just like a huge what the fuck moment. You don't expect that.
No, not from, you know, her. Not from Aaron, the receptionist.
Right? You saw my face. I thought you were lying. It's like, what do you mean? We also just came out before the fuck. They were trying to trick me.
That's what I do. I spend my days trying to bait you.
Knew it. I was sitting on this. You couldn't wait to say it.
Oh, I couldn't. I was counting down. There was like a time clock going off in the corner of just like my perfect window. To just slip it in.
I was sitting on it. Oh, I couldn't wait to get you.
It was scandalous. The scandal of it all.
Scandalous. Name that show.
Recess.
Thank you. You didn't get the other two.
I didn't.
I've been trying to make Kelsey guess every quote I've been saying all morning. I don't know what is wrong with me. I'm really, really into the pop culture. Well, I'm really into the pop culture, as if that's not what we're doing on this podcast. More on Twitter, I guess. Well, Twitter and Instagram. I saw it on Instagram. Obviously, this happened on Twitter, but the fans keep going after JT.
Oh, yeah. They're getting her, all right. And she's letting them.
Yeah. It's sort of how I said with Cardi, how she needs to learn, like, ignore them. They are brokies. You are not. Like, just ignore them. It's not that big of a deal. Do you think Beyonce answers every tweet, every comment? No.
No, she answers
nothing. It's mystery. There is mystery and power.
Beyonce doesn't even know her Twitter password.
Probably not. And more power to her.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like most of these celebrities just need to take a note out of her book. She addresses it in, like, little lines and songs that everyone's like, oh my God, look at what she just said, you know?
You're like, okay, that answered my question. Next.
Of course some shit go down when there's $1 billion in an elevator, you know what I'm saying? She just drops them. And for some reason, a lot of these, you know, newer, especially the newer rap women, because I also feel like they're just getting a lot of heat in general always because it's a misogynistic world. But they are just letting people bait them like crazy. So this is what happened with JT. Some woman's daughter or friend made a replica of JT's birthday dress and they wanted her to repost it. And after she didn't, quote unquote, they would not stop like tagging her, doing all this stuff. And JT's like, one, I did, and I'm not doing it again. So leave me the fuck alone.
Which, like, respect.
Respect it, like, that's it. And so she said, I don't have to get the assignment. Do it for y'all. Be it. Fit it. Hold my tongue. Bitches really be like, I don't like her. So what, bitch? I don't like you either. I deleted my Twitter to get out of y'all way and y'all still use my name for a mention. It's getting sad. Y'all know I'm gonna curse y'all out when I feel attacked. So y'all attack me, then call me rude. I'm not rude. I don't directly bother y'all. What the fuck? Go ahead. And then she also put on her Instagram, I want each and every one of y'all pathetic asses who sit around picking with me for a reaction and to make blogs to leave me alone. Y'all are not fans. Y'all are clout chasers looking for viral moments. Which is true.
Which is true. And you know what, girl? You gave it to them by doing this whole thing. Like, you really gotta learn to just not let this shit bother you. Once again, they're broke. You have money.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's very hard, especially when it's just constant, insistent criticism, but they have filters, right? That it could just be people you know or like people you follow that you can get the actual mention.
Yeah. And you can like take off the comments on your Instagram and like you can like take off the replies on your Twitter. Like there's so many ways that you can avoid ever really knowing what people actually think about you. And I understand that like, yeah, as your fans, you want to talk to them and you want to like be like, oh my God, like, yeah, we are cool. But not if they don't deserve it. Like they clearly, if they're going to keep attacking you, girl, just like say next. Be like, mm-hmm. I'm busy like being rich. Gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta 100%. Go. I gotta go hang out with Young Miami and Diddy. Which did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Oh no, Diddy's a fisherman. He leaves. That's what I call guys like that. He's a fisherman. He leaves them on the line until he's just like, yeah, I'm good. I don't want this fish. After having it hang on the hook for a minute, it's like, yeah, let's just throw it right back into the water.
And then when somebody picks up the fish, finally, he goes, wait, but me and that fish used to have memories.
How are you on my boat trying to take my fish that I just put back in the water? After years of wasting that fish's life.
Yeah, like when Cassie got into her relationship and he was like thirsting after her. I said, sir, leave that young beauty alone.
For real.
He was with you for way too fucking long.
10 years, dude. 10 years. I just can't. I don't know. Would I still party and hang out with Diddy? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Are you kidding me? Also last week, weird news surrounding Drake Bell from Drake and Josh, and did not know his first name was Jared, so that's really funny to me.
Didn't know that either.
But he has been charged with attempted child endangerment and disseminating matter harmful to juveniles in the state of Ohio. Both of the charges stem from alleged incidents that happened back in 2017. He's pleaded not guilty and he was released on $2,500 bail. And I just want to know what the fuck he did.
Honestly, because I wanted it put in print in front of my face, what the hell happened? Everything's very vague right now.
It's so vague. And that's what makes me, I'm like, is it bad? Is it really bad? Like, I know it's bad because he got arrested and he.
It was the way you said that. Is it bad? I love it because you said it the way you say hello.
I did. I just want to know how bad is it really, just because it's so vague. Yeah. And all we know that one of the alleged victims was 15 at the time. And like that could be, and it could be anything. And I like tried looking it up and it's just so fucking vague that you're just going to be like, well, I guess I'll wait and see until this bitch finally gets arraigned.
Yeah. Like I couldn't find anything. I'm just like, so how bad is it when, you know, does obviously, like, the bail number goes higher, the worse it is. Is $2,500 a terrible number? Like, I'm not part of this life. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what a supremely high bail number is and, like, all that stuff. I mean, for a celebrity, though, that's pretty low.
Quote,
unquote. But I'm just like, everyone preferred Drake on the show instead of Josh. And now, look, I bet Josh looked real.
But here's the thing, though. I was always a Josh girl.
What? No, I'm not gonna lie and say that. Oh. I was not. I wanted Drake real bad. Josh lost weight and I was like, oh hey Josh.
No, Josh was always funnier. Like I was like a stan for him.
He was definitely funnier.
Yeah. So I was just like, I don't know. I'm going with personality over looks on this one. Like,
oh, look at you.
Look at me on my high horse at like 10 years old.
Look at you.
look at me.
Yeah, I was gonna say it.
Name that fucking pop culture reference.
Oh, something's hanging about you.
Thank you. But yeah, Josh is looking real good right now. And he has like a little kid. Like he's actually doing amazing.
Amazing. I'm making random videos with Rebecca Black. I don't know. Him and John Stamos' friendship, it's strange, but I love it.
They did that TV show together, right?
Yeah, so they did the TV show together. And then I'm pretty sure he was in Josh's wedding. And Drake wasn't even invited to the wedding. And he was livid.
It's like Demi Lovato not getting invited to Nick's wedding.
I've been watching The Voice, right? And, you know, Nick is a judge on The Voice.
Why are you watching that?
Oh, me and my mom watch all those shows, like, on repeat. Anyway, they were doing this knockout round where everyone gets to, like, choose a song. Mm-hmm. And it was just Nick's ex songs, Nick's ex, it was Miley, Demi, Celine, like it was just on rotation. I wonder how he feels just like listening to all these past lovers lyrics, you know what I'm saying? I'll never forget that he wrote Wedding Bells when she got engaged to Liam, like out of nowhere, acting as if he was like harboring all these feelings from Miley.
Can't stand him. Joe Jonas, always and forever.
I was a Joe bitch. I was Joe's girl. Now I'm a Sophie and Joe girl.
Yeah. And you know what? I also did watch Married to Jonas with Kevin and Danielle.
I think they're so cute.
And they are so cute. And he got very attractive in the past couple of years. So I'm also a Kevin girl now too.
Especially after watching their documentary. I was just like, you guys aren't shit. Leave Kevin alone.
Yeah, we were not nice to him growing up.
I know. Nick was the only one who didn't cry in the documentary, and I was just like, ooh, that's cold.
Yeah, he's a lizard person.
There's something robotic. He's so hot. I think he's beautiful. I'm not even going to pretend. I was at a restaurant cafeteria by, like, I think it's like 17th, mm-hmm. and I was there for a birthday dinner with a bunch of my college friends, and I just turned my head and it's like Nick Jonas and his dad and some other guy at the table. And the way I snapped my head back to all my friends, I was like, guys, I can't move my mouth because he's going to read my lips. But it's fucking Nick Jonas next to us. And I was so proud of them because none of them snapped their heads over. It was all very casual, very stealthy.
Nice.
And he just looked so good. And my friend went to the bathroom and she said he held the door for her and he checked her out. And I was like, I'm not surprised. He likes women of color. And guess what? He ended up with a woman of color, bitch.
Cheers. Damn. I love that. I love that for you, that you were able to, like, you controlled the situation and you were able to keep everyone, like, do not fucking embarrass me with the information I'm about to relay to you guys. There's nothing worse.
I'm proud of them.
There's nothing worse than when you tell somebody, like, okay, don't look like crazy, but, you know, this, that, and the other. And then they, like, break their neck trying to see what the fuck you're talking about.
Exactly.
And then you just pretend like you don't know them.
Mm-hmm. And then I just pretend to eat my food because I'm going to be the chill one when he sees all of them looking. But it was very smooth. It was a very smooth transaction.
Well played, girl. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, this Drake and Josh shit, I'm just sad because now there will never be a reboot of them. And that's a show I would 1000% watch. I don't really care about this iCarly business. I don't really care about any of the Nickelodeon reboots, but
I would have preferred a Victorious over iCarly.
Without Victoria Justice?
Screaming. I didn't say that. I did not say that at all. I think it would just be funny if they really did try to, like, push this whole Victoria's the best singer out of the whole group, even now. So that's why I really want them to have a reboot, because I need to see what they try to do with the storyline. Like, if they try to say Victoria's the one who made it.
I'm breaking my TV.
Absolute nonsense.
No way.
Absolute nonsense. But, yeah, I don't know. It's reminiscent of the times that we're in now, though, the iCarly thing with the vlogging and all that stuff. So it makes sense. And I watched the trailer once, but I didn't really pick it up. Like, I'm guessing she's like a rich vlogger right now. That's what I'm guessing the show is about.
I have no idea what anything is happening because it's on Paramount Plus. I'm like,
oh, I just saw a trailer. I don't know.
But I'm like, you know what? With these streaming services, fucking, I know what you're doing and stop it. Like, people stopped paying for cable for a reason. And now here I am again paying for cable.
Yep. And they have that terrifying looking Rugrats reboot.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
That looks absolutely terrifying.
I'm like, you're just going to say that Phil and Lil's mom's a lesbian now? Like, what?
I didn't even care about that. I just think that the animation.
Well, I'm just like, creepy. You can't get rid of the husband. He was always there. Like, make her a queer character then if you're going to. Like, we all knew what the deal was back then. Don't just say that she's full on lesbian now. Just be like, she's queer and she married a man and that's okay.
Wait, so how are they saying she had the kids?
I don't know.
Like, she adopted them, I guess they're saying that? What are they saying? Or she got inseminated?
Yeah, I don't actually know what they're saying, but I know that the dad is, like, not in it. So I'll be not watching.
I didn't even know about that tidbit. I was just like, this animation is scary. This is stuff that would give me nightmares. I'm not watching this.
And to finish out the episode, we're talking about the Kardashians, specifically Kim K crying on the latest episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And just like, I feel bad for her, you know? We know that her marriage is a mess, but, like, she has had to live it and experience every bit of that, and it's clearly getting to her.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have no sympathy for any of the Kardashian blood, as we've seen in many comments everywhere, but it sucks for women regardless, because it's always women who are, like, looked at when they say they've been married multiple times or they've divorced multiple times and things like that. And you can see it while she's crying in the preview, calling herself a loser. I bet you Kanye doesn't look at himself as a loser. Larry King, who's had 8 marriages, I bet you he didn't look at himself like a loser, like, oh, I've had 8 marriages, whatever. But for women, it's just, you know, it's a punch in the gut.
Like she said, like, you just feel like a fucking failure because this is her third. And, you know, the first one didn't end well. The second one, you know, She barely happened. Yeah, barely happened. It was a little blimp in her history. And I think it's also so hard because the rest of her sisters and her family is kind of like starting their own families now and starting to get in their own groove. Like Courtney and Travis have a cute little thing going on. And like Chloe is still trying to make it work with Tristan, even though it won't. But right now it's good. So that's going on. Kylie's back with her Travis. So like everybody is like doing great except for Kim. Like everybody's got their little mans with them. And I think that can just make you feel insecure and just more sad about your situation, even though what she's doing is for the best for her family. Like she said it too. She was like, I want somebody, and Kanye deserves somebody who was gonna drop everything to do that with him and to like travel the world with him and like move to Wyoming. And like, I can't do that.
Yeah. Cause they both have separate careers.
Yeah.
I love that she added that he is a very good dad. Like he's a great dad to his kids, because that can get lost when all you see is videos of him spazzing out, saying crazy, ridiculous things, and it can get lost in the sauce. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Kylie like sitting next to her and crying, and then you just had Courtney zombie faced. She's so brutal, dude. Like
she does not give a fuck.
She's so proof. She's like, and like, I feel like she does care. She just so, her face shows nothing.
Yeah.
She doesn't show a lot of emotion at all, except for when her and Kim are actually duking it out.
Fist fighting.
That was so crazy. I don't even watch the show, but the snippets we get are just so wild.
They are wild. And people are now coming for Chloe too, for her, her new plastic surgery, but also her Instagram story where she's just calling people out for using plastic water bottles. And she's like, this is bad for the environment. Let's try to save the environment for our kids. And people are coming for her.
That's the thing. And that is why so many women don't stand behind the Kardashians. Do I think everybody's entitled to have plastic surgery? Hell yeah. If I ever get anything done, mind your fucking business. This is my body. This is my face. The thing is that a lot of them aren't open about what they've done, and they're making it seem as if this is the body they were born with, and it is absolutely not. And you have women and teenagers wishing and hoping for this body that is not attainable because it's not fucking real. And that is what really, that is my negative connotation when it comes to the Kardashians. Because even Kim K, right? So now this whole thing is going around TikTok and Instagram and Twitter because her new ad for Skims is out. And you can see her finger morphing because they shrunk her waist in the video. That person's going to get fired. They're never going to get another job again. But it is so apparent that her finger is just elongating and just deformed because they shrunk her waist. And it's the same thing with how Chloe reacted to the unretouched picture that MJ put up. It just blows my mind because I remember when Kylie did her lips, Chloe was like, well, you did it. Like, you did your lips and just admit to it. Like, she had people thinking she did it with a fucking bottle or she was just overdrawing her lips. And Chloe told her, well, just man up and say you did it. Like, because that's what it is. But yet, a lot of them don't follow the same rhetoric. And it's just... No.
Yeah, it's like, pick one. You can't be on both sides of the fucking fence.
It's also just very apparent.
Yeah. It's like...
So just say like, yeah, I have the money to do this and I did it. And this makes me feel good. So if you don't like the way I look, that's a good thing. You're not staying in my mansion with me. Like, once again, people are brokies. I don't know. Is this my favorite look of Chloe? No. Yeah. I think she just did one too much.
Yeah.
When she made her nose a little, her last nose job, and then the injection she put on her lips, that was too much. Before that, I was just like, you go, bitch. But once again, it's none of my goddamn business.
It's really not. But also, if you're going to be a hypocrite, just be quiet.
Period.
Like, you can't say, like, we need to protect the environment when every fucking party you have for anybody's kids, there's like 4,000 balloons, and like, you guys hop on private jets to an island for, you know, a COVID-free birthday weekend, you know? Just like, shut the fuck up.
Literally, I feel like they had Kim as the main prototype. Then Kylie ended up being the surprise breakout Kardashian Jenner. You know what I mean? And so they made her as a carbon copy of Kim. And a lot of people, like, they're mimicking Black women. Yes, they are. But they're also trying to be viewed in the eyes of what men want and what specifically white men want and their idealistic woman. And it changes throughout all the decades. It was Marilyn Monroe. Then all of a sudden in the 90s, you have the super thin supermodels who they're starving. The looks of women change through the eyes of men. And so you can't sit here and lecture Kylie and then you're getting mad at an unretouched picture that went up. Your sister's editing videos of once. This is a shapewear brand that you are selling to people to help them like look good under their dresses and do all that. And then you're also editing that as well. That and these like people want to look at you. That's why they're buying this brand.
And it's extremely fucking successful too. Like people love the shapewear and like say it works. So like the fact that she would even do that, it's like, come on, Kimberly, baby girl, I want to be on your side, but you make it so damn hard.
Because like at the end of the day, like I'm never going to knock someone who took a terrible situation and made herself a goddamn billionaire out of it. Because that's what happened. But just don't lie about the extras. That's just it.
Which it's funny now that she does say that she wishes she didn't talk about it. Like she wishes she wasn't so open about it when everything came out. Which I can understand. I can understand just like taking a beat to regroup.
And really settle into like what you're actually exposing out to the world.
Yeah.
But she has her empire because she did.
Yeah.
They gave her the show because of what happened, unfortunately.
Which I'm just like, I can't believe that they're trying to trick us and say that it's ending for them to just go right on Hulu and just start giving us more shows. We're going to have more shows. We're going to have a Courtney and Addison Power Hour. We're going to have Kylie and Stormy's Bake Show.
I'm not surprised because before Keeping Up with the Kardashians, not before, but during Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they had multiple sideshows. Courtney and Khloe take Miami. Because like, it's just like when the whole group didn't want to be in it. Okay, fine. We'll just take two of you. Like it was always like that. Mm-hmm. So that's, I'm just like, why are they crying so hard? They're still going to be on TV. I think it was more so. Well, I don't know if it was more so, but the crew who've had that job for decades, I don't know if they use the same crew.
I just feel like, I don't know. That they have a lot of say and pull in what they want and what they require. So I feel like if they love all those PAs, they're just going to be like, come right on over to Hulu.
Yeah, hopefully. But what if Hulu has their own crew?
True. But I feel like, I don't know. Like I like to say, the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder. So she is working Courtney and Travis's relationship right now.
I know, man. I know. And every time I see something about Scott and the child bride getting more serious, I just skip it. Because I'm just like, I don't know if I believe this.
And here's the thing, too. The episode where they're in Tahoe, that house that they're staying in, is where the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills just took their little group vacation because Kris Jenner and Lisa Rinna are really good friends. So as soon as I saw that house, I was like, I know that house.
I know that house.
I know that house. I've seen it before.
Screaming.
It's like $18,000 a night.
So I can afford that. For half a night.
I can afford that for an hour.
Oh, man.
Okay, I know this is, like, crazy to wonder, but, like, who do you think Kim will date next? Like, what type of guy is she going to date next?
Girl, I don't know, because I feel like she's dated them all now, like, different types. So I'm not really sure. I don't even understand how Chris Humphries, like...
How that even happened.
Yeah. And my really good friend knows him, like, personally, and they hate each other, so she's best friends with his sister. And apparently she rags on him about it all the time. She's like, so what are you doing with your life now, huh, Chris? Failing another marriage? Like, she is so cold blood. She hates him so she's just like dagger.
That was a weird situation. It was just like, Kim, nobody's making you do this.
Right? And then he got booed. It was a lot. Who would she date? I feel like she's hoping for someone who's a bit more low-key, but is still down to, you know, party and do whatever, but is flexible enough to go with her wherever she needs to go and things like that. Because, yeah, you know, what the issue with her and Kanye is that they're not. They both have too much of like, huge careers to make it work, apparently. And also, we don't know other stuff that's going on behind the scenes. It's just what they're showing us for the episode. But I feel like she definitely wants someone more chill, low-key. Still has power of his own, but can definitely make a majority of the time for her.
Yeah, I see her dating, like, a retired...
Athlete,
or, like, a retired, like, luxury real estate developer. Somebody who has, like, a dick ton of money. Not a lawyer, because she's going to be like, shut up, if he tries to tell her anything.
Screaming.
She's going to be like, I object. But, and I don't know. I see luxury real estate, and he owns like a chain of, Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe like a boating guy, like a sailing guy, a captain, if you will. A below deck moment. I would love a below deck moment for Kimberly.
I still have to watch these shows. I will. Maybe while we're taking a break from The Bachelor.
Yeah, guys, heads up. We're not doing the season of The Bachelorette, but we will be tweeting about it. So just look over on our Twitter page, Talk to Us Nice. And yeah, we'll be tweeting about it Monday nights.
Back to the good old Mondays. And that's it for this week's episode of Talk to Us Nice. Please follow us on Instagram at Talk to Us Nice Podcast. Follow us on Twitter for those Bachelorette tweets live on Monday at Talk to Us Nice. And email us at talktousnice@gmail.com. And we will see you on Sunday for Talk That Talk edition. See ya.
Bye.